Business owner Stan Nord says he decided to run for Normal Town Council in part because of how the town offers incentives to help certain types of businesses, particularly those in Uptown, over others. GLT's Eric Stock has more with Stan Nord.
Hadn't been in politics, really didn't pay too much attention to it, but over the past few years, I've gotten to pay attention more and more, and seeing how the town is spending our money and things that they're doing has just kind of upset me. I would get in conversations with other people who were talking about politics, and what I realized was the people I'm talking to, we're talking and there's no action, nothing's changing. So I'm just wasting energy just talking about politics and what I think the town should do, what I'm not happy with them doing. And I wanted to get in a position where I could actually make a difference and have that energy go somewhere productive and beneficial. My family's got deep roots here. I've got deep roots here. I want this to be a place that when my kids decide they want to raise a family, they want to come back here too.
Can you give me some examples of items that you are not pleased with?
Oh, absolutely. One that I think a lot of folks have a common thread with is these economic incentives that the town is calling them for these Uptown Normal buildings. These Uptown Normal buildings that they're putting in, they're calling these incentives economic development incentives. But what they are doing, they're bringing in buildings which are providing office space, retail space, and luxury apartments that we are subsidizing over a third of the cost. For office space, there is no shortage of office space in this community. This first building that they put up, the only office tenant in there is the town of Normal. The whole first floor is not even utilized. It's not even built out yet. Then the top floors are luxury apartments. $1,700 for a one-bedroom, up to $4,800 for a three-bedroom, and we're subsidizing it. These are luxury apartments. The government should not be subsidizing luxury apartments. And they're calling this economic incentives. The businesses that are coming in are not adding any economic gain to the community.
How so?
Well, it costs us, on the first one, we had about $15 million worth of incentives that we gave. The luxury apartments that are coming in, there's no economic benefit for that. We're giving away all the money for that. We're fully subsidizing luxury apartments for people that can afford, well, $4,800 is the equivalent of a $700,000 house. We should not be subsidizing that. There's no net economic gain there. The town is renting the office space. There's no net economic gain there. There is no retail that's come into that building, so there's no sales tax that's coming from that. This is all being built because of a program that was designed in the late 90s that said we should build the town and have these mid-rise buildings with mixed space, with office, retail, and housing. And it's just not working in this economy. They built this years ago, and it's still vacant. And we're doing another one, yet another one. And the money that they're giving away is directed for our schools. They're giving away property tax. Property taxes are collected and mainly directed to the schools to fund the schools. And they're giving away money that goes to educate our kids for essentially corporate welfare. These businesses have come in and said it is not profitable for us to build these buildings unless the town subsidizes it.
And to clarify, these are property tax rebates, money that they would be foregoing for the benefit of these projects rather than money they are simply writing a check for, just to clarify. There have been some other incentives they've offered for other big projects in the community. Portillo's and Rivian Automotive are a couple that come to mind in recent years. I'd like to get your thoughts on those.
Yes. There are basically two different types of businesses. We've got our economic engine businesses, which are businesses that are here, they hire local, and they bring in most of their money and revenue from out of the area. Those businesses would be like a Mitsubishi Motor, Mitsubishi. You know, Rivian would be one of those. State Farm would be one of those. Firestone, our local universities are those. They hire local and they bring in money from out of the area. Those are businesses that we should be trying to attract. When you have those businesses, they create what I call byproduct businesses. There's all these businesses that come about to support those, whether it's people that make seats for the automotive industry, whether it's people that bend tubes, you know, all these support industries come about to support these economic engine companies. Then you've got all the people that work at these companies. These people need a place to live. So we've got the whole housing market that comes about because of that. The people need groceries. So we've got the whole grocery industry. We've got the people want entertainment. They want a place to go eat. So we've got restaurants, entertainment. These all these byproduct businesses are the ones that are here solely because we've got these big economic engines. The town is not focusing their money on attracting these economic engine businesses. They're focusing their money on trying to attract these restaurants, retail. Rivian was not one that the town went out and attracted and brought in. Rivian came because they wanted the internal parts and machinery that Mitsubishi had left. The same with Brandt Industries. Brandt came because of the business that was here. The town did not go out and solicit them. The ones that the town has gone out to solicit are ones that are these byproduct businesses that would not be here without these engine businesses.
Stan Nord runs a storage company in Bloomington. He's among eight candidates running for one of three at-large seats on the council next spring. Hear other candidate interviews at WGLT.org. Nord spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.